Good morning. Senegal has reached a new milestone in the consolidation of its reputation as one of Africa's free speech bastions. The West African country, which enjoys a solid reputation for its democratic culture, boasts of more than 60 FM radio stations operating from the capital, Dakar, alone. In this edition of African Media, we visit one of the exciting new channels, Trade FM Radio, which specializes in business news. Issa Dial is programs director at the Senegalese Trade FM, and he speaks to us from the grounds of the ongoing Dakar International Trade Fair, jointly inaugurated by President Macky Sall and his Nigerian counterpart, Goodluck Jonathan. Issa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brother William.
I recall the exciting moments we shared when I visited your studios at the Francophonie Village in Dakar during the recent summit of the Organization of French-Speaking Countries hosted by your country. Remember?
Yeah, I can remember. Trade FM station is the first one in Senegal and in West Africa and the only one radio that talks specially economic.
Are you doing another special broadcast on the occasion of this Dakar Trade Fair?
Yes, the 23rd edition of
the Dakar Trade Fair.
Yes, and we give information to economic operators. For example, Senegalese people don't know the price of the barrel of petrol. And Trade FM present and explain what to do for Africa, trade or development.
What kind of programs are you running during this trade fair?
During the morning, we talk about the market, commodities prices in the market.
Cotton, groundnut, and other locally produced commodities, right?
Yes, that's it. And we talk about economic information in the country, in Africa, and in around the world.
Who have you identified as the categories of listeners who follow your programs?
Young people looking for job because we give information how to look for employment. The women, too, information about funding of projects. The authorities in Senegal and in West Africa. Information about investment. When you want to invest in Senegal, you enjoy the region, you know all the potentiality. More than 56% enjoy our program. Some person by website.
Do you have the qualified staff to produce such specialized programs?
Yes, the personal economic journalist, myself and the other journalists are learning how to give information and to talk about economic issues. Sometimes we call consultant, actor of development to explain the situation.
The government taps a lot of vital information about Senegal's dynamic informal economic sector, market trends, consumer morale from your radio. How much does the government actually give you in terms of subsidies for the work that you do for them?
Our group is a department of the Senegalese Minister of Trade. We have inversion for the government. That's it.
How much does that represent?
I don't know exactly. In 2011, we received more than 75 million for the first 2 years. After, I don't know how much the government gives to the radio.
Are you making any good money from commercials?
No. Sometimes one operator gives publicity for exclusive event. For example, now the Dakar Trade Fair gives us publicity.
Finally, Issa, what advice would you give to media promoters in other African countries looking to follow your footsteps?
My idea is that in Africa, they have more radio, they have more release press and so on, but they haven't got thematical radio to talk about agriculture or about education or about African needs. We must have special radio for this. The second one is to change the kind of communication because I think the future of Africa depends more on communication than other things.
Issa Dial, Programs Director at the Senegalese Trade FM Radio, on the line from Dakar. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you.